I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The actor who played the Star Wars Darth Vader character has died at age 85. David Prowse, the British actor behind the villain's menacing black mask, passed away yesterday morning, said his agent on Sunday. May the Force be with him always, the agent told the BBC. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the series, tweeted that he was so sad to hear David Prowse had passed. He was a kind man and much more than Darth Vader, he wrote. A former bodybuilder turned actor, Prowse's stature at almost 2 meters won him the role of the antagonist in the original Star Wars trilogy. But while he donned the glossy black armor and cape, the actor's strong Western English accent meant the filmmakers turned to American actor James Earl Jones for the deep and booming voice that would emerge from behind the mask. Since the original Star Wars trilogy was released in the late 1970s and early 1980s, Prowse has traveled the world meeting his fans. Officials in Afghanistan say a bombing of a military base in eastern Ghazni province on Sunday has killed nearly 30 security force members. The head of the Ghazni Public Health Department told VOA the blast also injured at least 21 people. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in southern Zabul province killed one person and injured 23, according to initial reports. The head of the provincial council and his security detail were among the victims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the two attacks. Violence in Afghanistan has significantly spiked in recent weeks, with scores of security forces and civilians killed in the month of November alone. Meanwhile, peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled. This is VOA News. Farmers unions in India are meeting with the government Sunday as thousands of farmers stage a third day of protest outside New Delhi against new agricultural deregulation legislation. The legislation would allow farmers to sell their products anyplace, including to large corporate buyers. Currently, farmers may only sell their products to government-regulated wholesale markets, where the farmers are guaranteed a minimum price. Small farmers remain suspicious about the effects of deregulation. The government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced the legislation in September. Modi said Sunday in his monthly address that the reforms will bring the farmers new rights and opportunities. In the United States, Pennsylvania's highest court this weekend threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. It was the latest lawsuit filed by Republicans attempting to thwart Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's victory in this battleground state. VOA projects Biden to have won the presidential election, but the vote has not yet been certified by all U.S. states. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, threw out the three-day-old order preventing the state from certifying the vote. It said the underlying lawsuit was filed months after the expiration of a time limit in Pennsylvania's expansive year-old mail-in voting law, allowing for challenges to it. Justices also noted the lawsuit's sweeping demand that an entire election be overturned retroactively. The BBC is reporting the Australian city of Sydney has recorded its hottest November night on record, with the lowest temperature recorded at 25.4 degrees Celsius. Temperatures have also soared in other parts of Australia, including Victoria and South Australia. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology, or BOM, has predicted a 5- or 6-day heat wave in parts of southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. The Rural Fire Service has warned of a very high to severe fire danger forecast in eastern and northeastern parts of New South Wales. There are currently 45 bush and grass fires burning in the state. One blaze is threatening homes in the west of Sydney. Last year was Australia's most intense bushfire season on record. At least 33 people were killed. And the World Health Organization has announced that it is sending a team of 10 scientists to Wuhan, China, to investigate how COVID-19 jumped from animals to humans. The team includes renowned virus hunters, public health specialists, and experts in animal health from around the world. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA.